This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
But you do have Max Fried, who's ridiculous so far this year. Dylan Cease, who's been awful. And in one of those games tonight here at 7:05 first pitch, rubber match, Yankees have lost the two previous series, and you don't want to make it three. So go out there, you know, win this game and try to get some better energy. Yanks, really, both teams have looked a little last 10 days.
Yeah, go away for a few days here and miss some shows. Both teams fall apart. Mets and Yanks, not very good. So we'll do more of that later. Okay, so, you know, I was out because of the passing of my brother-in-law.
Yep.
He was 44 years old. It was a bad thing. I had to be there for my wife and our family. And it was really, I discussed this a little bit. My wife in trying to grieve. Now, I'm not a big, like, signs guy. Like, oh, there's, you know, my father died. It was also bad, but it wasn't like, oh, there's a sign from dad. There's a butterfly. You know, sometimes my mom and sister would do it. Mm-hmm. To each their own.
Yeah, sure.
So my wife is, and she wants to look for signs and which comforts her, and that's fine. So I sit back and I understand it and say, yeah, you know what? That's a sign. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was never a big signs guy until this. Now, I committed to going to game two.
Yeah, I don't know.
The home game. Well, my buddy Wills, weeks ago, when tickets went on sale for the postseason, my buddy Wills bought tickets for the Knicks second round.
Yep.
He said, are you in?
I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, I'm in. What I was like, if I think it was $500 face for, you know, not a great seat, but whatever. I'm like, I'm in. This is before the playoffs even started, so we had no idea who was going to be against, if it was even going to be played, all that stuff. Yeah, I'm in. Knicks obviously win round one. Schedule comes out for round two. It's home game two of round two, which is game four of the series. My brother-in-law, the late brother-in-law, passed away.
Yep.
He was a huge Knicks fan. He was the one I told you about.
He was a big Knicks fan. I didn't know that.
Yeah, big Knicks fan. Huge Knicks fan.
Okay.
People were giving speeches and, you know, referencing the Allen Houston game, even his best friends, where he was going nuts about the Allen Houston. He was the brother-in-law that invited me over for the Knicks playoffs.
With the broken TV.
With the broken TV, yeah.
You'd think
huge Knicks fan, he'd have the TV.
I wasn't sure he was a big Knicks fan. He had a TV. Well, playing the Heat.
Yeah, he at least was a big Knicks fan. Yeah. He did definitely get into it. We bet some games together, all that stuff. It turns out game four is on his birthday, May 12th, would have been his 45th birthday. Now, that's obviously a sensitive thing. He just passed away.
Yep.
You know, my wife maybe want to honor him on his birthday and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I told her, this could be a sign. Joe's is giving me a sign.
Besides, you're going to be divorced soon if you don't go to this game.
I think, babe, you know what? I think I'm with you. I think your brother gave me a sign. Of all the games, you're telling me home game two was going to fall on his birthday? I think he'd want me to go to the game.
And well played. What'd you say?
Well, we're still in discussion.
Still negotiating?
I was going to bring it up to you first, but
okay.
Well, I didn't want to. It's very fresh here, but you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Could that be a sign? I mean, maybe it's turning me into a believer in these things. I don't know of all the games to pick, and it just so happens to fall. Home game two, which turned out to be game four, is going to be on Monday, May 12th, which would have been his birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm taking that as a sign from my brother-in-law from above saying, here, go to the Knicks game. Go have fun. He went to game seven last year against the Pacers, took his family.
He did?
Yeah, because, he knew his diagnosis. They were like, you know.
He was there, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm a signed guy.
Okay, so.
To an extent. I think my wife's more. I don't know, maybe, I don't want you to say it's a woman thing more, but
okay.
Maybe it is. I remember when I met Jan and started going to Dallas, like her grandparents, like their sign is like a red robin. Like whenever a red robin comes and just kind of like it was connected to the family, whether it's at the gravesite, all that. And I'm like, all right, I can get behind this. I'm spiritual. I believe in God. I believe in what I believe. So, okay, I think the key for you, now, I do think you'll be able to play, you'll be able to talk your way into this. Right. You'll be going to this
game. Now, if my wife needs me there to be there, I'll be there for her.
Mm-hmm.
But is this a sign from a brother?
I don't want to
disrespect your brother either.
No, I know that's not your intention. I know we're having fun, but I know that. We all know that. But here's what you can't do. And with you, I'm not so sure if you could avoid this. Because I know you now.
Yeah.
You can play it up. It's a sign and mean it.
Yeah.
Okay? Go to the game. But then the next time, like, there's a sign that she wants to get you involved, you can't diminish it.
Right.
You're either a sign guy or not. Everywhere the signs, you know, start singing the song, dude.
Right.
You're either a sign guy or you're not.
I think I'm converted now.
All right.
Hoff, do you think that this is a sign from my brother-in-law about this Knicks game happening?
1,000%.
Yeah, see, it's a sign.
Yep.
Dove, you're religious. Do you believe in this sign? Is it a religious thing or just a spiritual thing?
It's spiritual, probably. Maybe both.
I'm more intellectual than I am anything else.
And?
I understand how it's a nice angle to deal with it with your wife.
Yes.
And you're thinking about your brother-in-law as you're at the Knick game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Which has the
and?
Data to it.
Yeah.
But the things that have to go into the purchase that your brother-in-law would be involved, I'm not so sure.
Well, just the fact that the game, it's not, you know, so you don't, but you're not a sign guy at all. Like, you don't believe in signs.
I am a sign guy, but the sign has to be a result of something that had to be able to be put in play for that reason. Here, all the things that went into you getting these tickets were not involved.
I'll give you another example on the sign.
Dolph, can you complicate this anymore than you just did, buddy?
One last thing. Like, so my wife was looking for a sign. One of her friends happened to come over and bring her something and brought her, just by sheer chance, the plant that was her mother's favorite. And my wife was saying, like, I want a sign to know that he's okay in heaven. And it happened to be this plant that her friend brought that comforted her, saying, that's my sign.
That's awesome. I believe in that stuff.
Okay, so then, but why can't then I say...
You can!
I mean, what a sign from your brother to me with the Knicks game four.
Yeah, don't listen to him.
Okay,
we're all saying you can.
It's either
listen to him.
It's either you don't believe in it, like some people be like, yeah, okay, the flowers, whatever. Oh yeah, okay, Sal, it's a sign. Or the flowers are a sign. The Knicks tickets are a sign.
Listen, I mean, I don't want to get too deep here, but but like, if you don't believe in that stuff,
I believe.
No, I'm saying in general.
Now,
Knicks by 17 that night. if you don't believe in the signs, and I'm not preaching, not telling people what to do, because I don't believe as much as my wife does. Like,
right.
I wrestle with that stuff sometimes too, but I just think it makes life more palatable. Is that too big of a word?
No, I heard you. I heard some of you when I was talking about the big word stuff. Anyway, all right, I appreciate you listening to that.
There
Let's get
go.
Back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. Aaron is calling from Toms River, New Jersey. What's up, Aaron?
How's it going, guys? Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Aaron.
You
What's up,
buddy?
And welcome back, Sal. Hope everything is going, you know, as best as
Thank you.
With
we appreciate
stuff.
That.
Definitely, Sal. I don't know anything about signs, but you should definitely give a course on Husbands 101, figuring out ways to get into games. So I give you a lot of credit there for that angle, but I'm not weighing in on the sign stuff. I'm Jewish also. I'm going to leave that to Dove, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I had a quick tips point, and I think if we look at Kenny Atkinson, he had the same rap as Tibbs. Culture guy, team builder, and look at what he's doing with the Cavs. Look at what he's doing with the Cavs. So, like, I think we got to give Tibbs more time. I think we got to give Bridges more time. I think the first year for Bridges is a big thing for him. He's learned so many new roles, and I think we got to be a little more patient. And the last thing I'm going to say is the Knicks, if they're going to win this, keep the series close, keep the games close. We got Brunson. That is all I'm going to say about that. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. If we keep things close, I think we always have a chance.
Thank you for the call, Aaron. Here's the problem with this. So a couple of things. Number one, we don't have time. We're evaluating in real time with Tibbs and Bridges, and we're talking about this season. And we look at their window. It might only be a 2-3 year window. So there's not really a lot of time just to sit back and say, okay, let's see how it plays out. Now, I would give them another full year. I'm on record of saying that with Tibbs. I would do that. If they would have lost in the first round, I certainly would have understood why people would want to get rid of him. But they didn't lose in the first round. They won at least the game. Remember, the report from Begley was that they needed to win the first round and be competitive in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
So far off to a good start. Check. All signs would be pointing to Tibbs returning next year, and rightfully so. The other part about Brunson, and as long as the games are close to the end of the games, that's fine that you have Brunson on your team. I don't think that he can do it against Boston the way that he did against Detroit or Philadelphia a year ago, but he doesn't need to because they have other guys. You saw that in game one where he was not, you know, he's getting other guys involved. He wasn't reluctant to give up the basketball. Yeah, sure, at times he's going to take it on his own, but other times he's going to get his teammates involved. I don't think Brunson could play hero ball against the Celtics the way that he did in the past in the postseason.
I would probably agree with that. I think the more you do that, probably the less chance you have of moving on and beating a team that's better than you. But a bigger picture here. Listen, I think the Knicks have been a very complicated analysis this year because they were really good last year, and they were really fun, and they were really connected. And then they changed things up, and they lifted up the hood, and they didn't just, you know, fill up the windshield wiper. They did some tweaking in that engine, which is okay. And I think in our own minds, we thought that it would be a little more seamless, a little quicker. There'd be continuity immediately. They played together in college. Why does this not look right? And then you factor, or as right as we thought, maybe. And then you factor in, because they gave up the 5 picks for Bridges and a money perspective, they don't have a lot of room to do something big this summer. It was almost like, wow, did we just hit the wall already? And it was okay to feel that way, and I still feel that way to an extent, just not as much as I once did.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.